Thank you so much, Joan. Isn't it nice to hear the variety of voices? Isn't this just a wonderful, wonderful thing to be doing? Thanks, White Whale. Thanks, fellow leaders, Joan and Chris. Yeah, Joan and I have been at this for a long time and have had a lot of fun together. I will begin. Am I doing this? I've written a lot of poems about, I think everybody has themes. Every poet, every writer has certain things they come back to and they explore again and again. For me, family has always been uppermost. And so I thought I'd start with a couple of poems that are connected to members of my family. This is called Dream Lunch. It's for Grant. Grant is my one and only grandchild. And it's a dream lunch. I'd like to write a poem when I'm hungry, stomach firing up the imagination with aromas of steaming pans and glowing yellow onions, frying, buttery, turning crisp, or purple onions sliced over tender summer greens, arugula or bib, chunks of blue vein cheese with oil that soaked the Tuscan sun, and Morton's kosher salt. And yes, I'd like some hearty, heavy bread, brown and crusty, embedded with sesame seeds and lots of crunchy nuts, walnuts, pine, and such. Let me add some ripe tomato from the garden, tended since spring by the dearest little soul I know who would like some peanut butter and jelly. This is something I wrote a long time ago for my daughter. It's called Heather. My sturdy little girl, to whom were you loaned before me? With which prince did you dance? Through what streets did you ride? Whose ancient eyes burned into yours such knowing? How is it you know to be so at home in the sun of this world, so resolute, so beautiful, so free, a flower, a child so poised to disappear as I never could into such a woman? In what life did you learn? What vanished star did you see? My darling, who was your mother before it was me? This is a poem for my lost son. It's called Now the Sadness. Now the sadness of searching for one lost and not found in memory, but for a static camera image. The same twist of body dodging the swells, a smile at 14 reflecting bright sunlight, a striped bathing suit, the blue-green Atlantic. What perverse circuitry of suffering brain fastens on this utter stillness, this image caught forever in an unmovable moment? Sans touch, sans smell, sans taste. Why only the eye as lordly registrar of what was? Why the partnership with torment that hoards a berry scent, a young baritone, a mother's kiss on tender skin? Why this outrage, this thievery? This is the last of the family poems. This is called The Consummate Tapestry. April 25th, the first true pastel day. Pink, lime, yellow, made up, so gaudy, the eye tears. Some springtime, late this year, 3 days until my son's birthday. The only perfect decision I ever made in this life. No abortion, my choice. So I thank myself 46 times now. I pass a workman in a slicker and cap, wires on the ground around him. Watch your step. I will. And I know learned folk who say this matters as much as my precious son's birth. Every hair on David's head is counted. So the workman in the street, his appearance in the consummate tapestry. Another theme that has been very constant in my work is the theme of the Holocaust. I've done a lot of poetry and other paintings and programs with the Holocaust Center. Something that has bothered me a lot as an American Jew is the fact that many of my own people do not fully grasp or carry with them the horrible lessons of the Holocaust. So this is a poem called I Apologize. I apologize to my precious elders, the valuable ones, those thick-fleshed, indestructible Jews I have known, those who endured, those who had the clenched tooth grit to flee before the ovens were lit, those Bergs and Steins and Skis, those tailors, artists, bakers, peddlers, scholars, music makers, who did not become the incinerated trash of Europe. My own people, once stalwart as the stars, must now weep as we, their stunning progeny, disappear like shadows into the cracked cement of sweet America, our brainless heads sucked under the white foam, merging, whistling, forgetting, drowning, dancing, no lessons learned, refusing to keep anything. The other Holocaust poem that I'll share with you is one that's been actually, I'm proud of this. This is a part of the permanent collection at the Holocaust Museum in Balboa, California. It's called Yad Vashem. Yad Vashem is the name of the memorial to the victims of the Holocaust in Jerusalem. Yad Vashem. Here bloom green carob trees, sweet with spring. The righteous few are not forgotten in our garden. Silence pours from leaf and vine. Note the smooth stone shapes amid the blossoms, the sculpted mother's arms around her baby, tenderness, the first remembrance of the human artist. Beyond the blossoms, his last remembrance, darkness, the dying ashes, the tiny flames that burn eternal within the concrete and basalt. I'd add and end with a couple of title poems from my book. This poem is called Carousel, from the book Carousel. Carousel. I who once speed, tumble, and crash, struggle to right myself. Ponies bow down, ivory teeth bare, nostrils spread wide. I roll to my left, creep to my knees, ponies spin on, edges blend and blur. Angels and cherubs watch my body go down again and again. Ponies rear back, painted hoofs rise, blank eyes stare. Full circle mechanics fuel whistles and horns, plexiglass hearts. Wounds will heal, swellings recede, scars will be pink but not pretty. Unlikely roses, roses as bruises on limbs and on lips, and ponies spin on. It's kind of Pittsburgh. The book was Orange Fire. It's Main Street Red. This is Orange Fire. 1956, hard dirt and stones around my tree. A telly pole with lots of jaggy nails. Our yard hangs over U.S. steel. It always rains, puddles up the holes where long gray worms stretch even longer and tiny dragons float dead at night. I love it when the sky burns up. No smoke, just orange fire. This is a poem that won. This is a kind of curmudgeon poem, but it did win a poetry award. It's called Urbanity. How to tolerate crowds of human strangers, all those bodies that sweat and push, displace space and air, and seats on buses or clog the roadways. I don't mean robbers, rapists, or molesters, or anything like that. I mean the strangers who load up on wine in restaurants and scream their shrill heads off when you're trying to eat. The ones who smell lousy that you have to wait behind in long lines at the store. The ones who run red lights and cut you off in traffic. And what about all the pretending that goes on? One honest curmudgeon said, hell is other people. But few will admit that is the truth, nor will most admit a reasonable preference for dogs. This is called survivorship. I, born into freedom, some limits inflicted, parental craziness. My father, a stone, silent. My mother, a secret gambler, consequently a liar. I, her reluctant accomplice. I, wild green weed, a pest, growing thick, hell-bent limbs, driving my wheels through the muck, craving sugar, ballet shoes, other kids, the boy next door. I, telling lies, my mother's daughter, wishing for love, bossing my little brother around. Nobody beat me up. I, America, only one promise ever kept, to escape the mob, never be part of it, the prize, the critical mind, a knowing. I, remainder, the need to go on, the bind, these guts and this soul, all my sweet death, the wanting. In honor of the fact that 3 days from now, July 29th, is National Lipstick Day. So I'm going to read my ode to lipstick, why I love my lipstick. I maybe should explain to the gentleman here. That's people that make these cosmetics try to tempt women with the names that they give to the lipstick. And they're always very fanciful. Why I love my lipstick. Because in clearly crimson, I can sing a siren song. Because in crystal coral, I am never alone too long. I can name the stars for Martin, where is starlit pink, or speak my mind to Philip, tell him what I think. Because in lilac rose, I do not hide in bed. I can outdazzle anybody wearing all-star red. Because in silvery mauve, I lay claim to copper skies. Because in copper glazed brown, I never apologize. At night, by naked bronze glow, I hear my lover sing. Inside his purple kisses, I drink wine with everything. In the August of my life, I still savor cherries in the snow and treasure the girlish heart that compels me to do so. I am boldness, beauty, devil, and charmer in a beeswax, cold tar, and fragrance armor. Thank you.